This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, making notes.
And we're joined by Kyle Fowler. That's a great name.
Good morning, Kyle.
He makes flaps.
Good morning.
Fowler flaps, yes. I thought
best
it was
kind.
He
there
was also involved in carrier operations. The deck is Fowlered.
Oh, wow. You can tell it's Friday. We're losing it
that
here.
That was a long
it's been
way
a long
to go.
Week. It's been a really long. Yeah, not just, enough hours in a day here, right?
Never. You can't. You just can't see everything.
No.
It's just not possible. That's why you got to come back every year.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you got to do different things every year. You'll just still never see everything.
No.
So anyway, you're a performer and you're with Aerosport Power, or are they one of your sponsors?
They're one of my sponsors. They're my major sponsors. So yeah, I'm one of the performers with Go Easy Aerobatics, and I fly a long easy in the show here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it's been a long time different. Since we've seen a long easy in the show.
Yeah, I'm the only one in North America flying air shows in the long easy at this time.
Nice. You know the best thing about a long easy?
What?
Two seats.
That's right.
He needs ballast.
Yeah, and you are well suited for that.
Yes, I am. I have a low center of gravity, and I don't scream too much.
Not too much. Maybe a little bit.
Just a little, yeah. And I come with my own barf bag.
Oh, perfect. That's a bonus. That's the boarding pass, really.
That's right. The boarding pass. That's great.
See the things you learn here at EAA Radio?
Yeah.
Always educational.
Now, Longies is a strong airplane. Does it do negative Gs?
It does not do negative Gs. My air show is all positive G. The canard, it can do negative. It can do like, you can do a 1.5 push. But the problem is that the long easy is very critical on the C of G. And to go with an inverted system, you're adding a lot of weight on the engine side, and they're really already aft heavy. So for what it's capable of doing inverted, it's just not worth it.
Well, it wasn't designed to do that.
No, and I just don't like hanging upside down.
No, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's the part they don't talk about. It hurts.
Yep.
So,
What gave you the idea to do aerobatics in a long easy?
Well, he was there. The plane was there. Why not?
Why not? No, so I when I was a kid, like 14 years old, I saw a long easy flying at an air show. I was like, man, you know what? One day I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a long easy and I'm going to fly air shows. Worked really hard, saved all my pennies. Had to work more, save more pennies, and then I bought myself a long easy, put a smoke system on it, and then I went out and flew the show. And, anything will do a loop and a roll if you try hard enough. You just got to be careful about it.
Right. You got to be smart about it.
Yep.
Are you running the recommended engine, or did you soup it up a bit?
Well, when I bought it, it had an old O235, 115 horse, but it was a pretty weak
It was tired.
It was ponies. It wasn't horsepower. It was ponies. it was pretty tired.
It was a nag.
Yeah. So I replaced that. I went to a 320, and then I replaced it again. Aerosport Power built me a beautiful IO 360. So I'm running. There's some guys with 360s in their long easy. So I got the big engine for the big power, a little bit extra push when I'm doing the show, and it works great.
Oh, I imagine it does, especially since with only one person, it's lightly loaded.
Absolutely.
And you don't fly with full fuel.
No, I've got enough to do my show land and a little bit extra in case I have to go somewhere else, but that's it. It's pretty minimal when I'm going flying. There's nothing in it but me.
Nice. Nice. Now, you said when you came in, you're the only one flying a long easy in an air show these days.
I'm the only one out there.
Well, so you still...
Sorry, that's not entirely accurate. There's Team Riva over in France.
Ah.
They fly two very easies and a long easy, but... I'm the only one in North America.
There you go.
Well, this airplane, it's a totally stock airplane, right? You've done no modifications outside of the smoke system and the bigger engine?
That's it. That's
it. So it's as built, as per the plans.
It is a per plans. It doesn't even have the Ron's canard. It's got the GU canard. It's all original.
Wow.
All of it.
So that must be an early one then.
This one was built 86, same vintage as me. And
86. These young pups.
I know. The gray hair and the beard makes me look like I got a lot more wisdom. No,
that's
really
what it is. Actually, it's just the G's pulling the color out of your beard.
That's what it
yeah.
is. It's pulling it all out.
Wow. Nice airplane, though. Do you find it difficult to make it do these loops and rolls?
You know, you just have to, like, it took a while to figure out how to fly aerobatics in the long easy, because it's not a pits, it's not an extra, and you really have to respect what it's capable of. Like I said, anything will do a loop and roll when you try hard enough, but I'm doing loops and rolls right off the surface, more or less. Not quite. I've got a surface waiver for doing air shows.
Right.
But the airplane is really not a surface airplane, and you have to respect what it's capable of. And just because it can do it doesn't mean you should do it, because in a pits or an extra, if you make a mistake and that ground's coming up really quick, you can pull 10 Gs and get out of it. With the long easy, the canard is only so strong. It's only got so much lift. You can pull all the way back and yank back on that stick as hard as you want, but it's only going to pull 4 or 5 Gs. It's capable of doing 6 in the right conditions. So you have to build your air show routine around that. You have to respect that, okay, if I make a mistake in this loop, I need to have all my outs. I have to start at a certain altitude. I have to start at a certain speed. And I have gates. And if I don't hit those gates before the maneuver gets pulled out of the routine. So right. It's a little different that way. I build it around what it's capable of, and then I really respect my gates when I start a maneuver.
Right, so there's no such thing as a last minute, hey, let's try this.
No,
that doesn't work.
See, people don't understand that about aerobatics. They oh, this guy flies stunts. No, he doesn't fly stunts. He flies carefully rehearsed maneuvers.
Precision, that's exactly what it is.
It's precision aerobatics. Now, you've got a lot of time in the airplane. Obviously, you're very familiar with it. Does it have any bad habits?
Yeah, it does. It doesn't like going, if you go up vertical and you fall out of a maneuver, it loses a lot of altitude and you don't have, you're along for the ride. If you fall out, you don't have
the elevator authority.
Exactly. And if you're not going fast enough, like I've done loops where I fall out of the top side of the loop and the canard just stops flying and then it just points down and it just waits until it's going fast enough to say, okay, I want to fly again. So it's a really uncomfortable feeling when you do a loop and you fall out of it and you're at 800 feet and you're going straight down with the stick in your lap. Well, it's a side stick, so the stick's all the way back. But you got the stick all the way back and you're still going straight down. I mean, it only happens. That's unsettling,
yeah.
Yeah, it's only a second or two. It's a very brief moment, but it's still a very uncomfortable brief moment because you're putting the input in and the airplane's going, no, not yet. I'm just going to keep going this way.
It's like doing a tail slide in a jet. It just doesn't sound like a good idea.
Exactly. Well,
you know, and that's another issue, too, because, you know, obviously with a tail slide and a canard airplane, you got no airflow over the control surfaces. How much altitude can you lose in a tail slide or an out-of-control situation?
Well, it's not a maneuver I really do.
I was going to say, it's not something.
Because I've done it, and it just doesn't feel good. And also, when you come out of a tail slide, the way the airplane is designed, it rotates around fairly far forward on the wing, forward of the spar, and when you fall out of it, you can't use your rudder to get out of it, so you're doing like a tail slide, so your nose is either coming down or going up. And when you go, you've got the momentum of the engine going one way, and because the pilot is so far forward, you got the momentum of the pilot going the other way, and the airplane wants to flop over, right? The heavy side wants to go down, so it gets all that momentum, and it kind of does this, like, oscillation.
Right, like an oscillation, yeah.
Eventually aerodynamics take over and the pointy end goes down again, but you lose a lot of altitude, you're falling out of it, and it can be done gracefully, but it's not a maneuver that should be done close to the ground.
No, I was going to say, you know, start at 4,000 feet.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because you don't have, like in a traditional tractor airplane, you always have wind blown over the controls from the engine, but you have nothing. Yep. Nothing.
It's a whole lot of nothing back there.
Yeah, as we say, you put Isaac Newton in the driver's seat
exactly.
And you hang on.
I did have the idea of putting a tail on the airplane, kind of like a P-38 style tail, a twin boom.
Twin boom, yeah.
Because then I've got airflow over a tail, and then I can do a lot more, but we'll see. That's the beauty of experimental is if you can dream it, you can do it.
and you better, what's the rule of thumb? Stay 3 mistakes high?
Yep, exactly. At least. And always have plan B on your back.
Yeah.
Speaking of
plan B, do you have a ballistic chute on board?
I don't have a ballistic. I ride with a softy parachute, though.
Okay,
most
so
guys
you got a hand-operated model.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you'll never have to use it.
That's the plan.
Do you find, now, obviously you've flown aerobatics in conventional aircraft as well.
A little bit, yep.
Do you find the handling to be tremendously different because the canard is in the front as opposed to the tail being in the back?
No, it's a pretty responsive airplane. It flies like an airplane. It's easy to fly. It's in the name, right? It's long, easy. It's
I always thought the easy part was it meant to be easy to build, not necessarily.
No, I think it's definitely on the easy to fly. The build part is a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fiberglass, a lot of sanding. But compared to a normal aircraft, it handles very, very nicely. It's very crisp on the controls. Rolls like a Satabria. It's a pretty slow roll rate. But I mean, it's still an airplane. It still flies like an airplane. And when you're in it, it handles like an airplane.
I don't know. I think a couple of those little PBS check jets on pylons back there. You know,
I've thought about doing that too.
Yeah, I bet.
Bob Carlton's been bugging me like, "Hey, we should put a couple of jets on that thing."
Yeah,
that would make it go
it would
really
be so
good.
Cool.
Yeah,
hang them under the wing.
Yeah, well, actually, what I would do, I thought about hanging it under the wing because you've got those luggage pods that you can get
mm-hmm.
for
that
long
like drop tanks.
Like,
yeah,
that'll be perfect. But then I thought about putting them on the top. And the reason for putting them on the top is that if I'm going to start doing some really weird things with this plane, if I put a tail on it, if I put jets on it, if I do all these weird, interesting things, then if I ever stall the main wing, you can't really recover. Like the Long Easy won't stall on the main wing. The Canard always stalls first. But if I ever did, like if I did some weird maneuver that's never been able to be done in a Long Easy because it's never had the performance, never had a tail, never had all this other stuff, at least with the jets on the top, it'll help push the nose forward to get it out of a stall should it ever happen.
Two words for you with jets: vectored thrust.
That'll fix everything.
There you go. It's the Boeing philosophy. A barn door will fly if you put enough engine on it.
That's it.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me come in here. This was a blast.
Yeah, anytime you want to come on in.
Perfect. Well, maybe I'll stop by tomorrow.
Maybe we can do it live from his airplane.
Yes. Sure. There we go. You can go fly with him. I will look up from the ground.
Okay,
thank you.
Very good. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.